aloha and mahalo for your company today. We're Na Kai Evalu, sponsored by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network. Aloha. Aloha kakou. Come. We got your table. We got the table set, and we're got a chair for you here at the kitchen table this morning at Na Kai Evalu. Kaho'one Panoke's here.
Aloha kakahiaka.
And Vicky Holt-Takamine, you survived your week with those Harvard Medical School students. How was it?
I set my haumana off. Good morning, everybody. Aloha kakahiaka to all the parents who are just anxious about what their kiki are doing. I'm sure you've heard from them, and they've been calling too. But what did you folks do this weekend?
I was at home taking care of my kino.
You need to,
your
because
body.
We missed you, you know.
I know. I
when
really
you're not here,
here,
everybody misses you. I wonder
I miss
how many hits
here.
We get on that.
What happened to him? That's what they're all asking.
I've been through the mail.
The ringer. Huh?
I went to a great celebration for Gary Shimabukuro, who celebrated his 80th birthday. Yes. And for those of you who do not know, he is the owner. He and his family have been running Kalei Eggs for years, since 1945.
Oh, my gosh.
Where is that? Where is their
Mikilua
farm?
Farms and in Waianae, and they have a distributor in Kalihi, and they have one now in Kaimuki.
Right.
But, you know, several years ago, they were looking for a name for their eggs. And so my mother was working at the Bishop Museum. Aloha to the Bishop Museum and Noel and all the staff and Marcus. But she was working there with Martha Hohu, and he called and said, because we'd been getting eggs from them for years. He called and said, I need a name for my eggs. So they put together a list, and my mother gave it to her. And then he called back and said, you know, Kalei, because my mom's name is Kalei, you think I can put your name down? And then he called back and said, oh, Kalei, guess what? The marketing department chose your name for the name of my eggs. So the eggs are named after my mother.
And the commercial is great.
She does a cute commercial.
Their shopping kaimuki is fantastic.
Right.
And so
that's
Tutu
the story
has
of Kalei eggs.
And also Tutu's Ono Shave Ice.
Yes, that's a family-run sort of little side job over there.
Right. What did you do this weekend, Noe?
Jeez, well, I've been just getting my daughter ready. She's heading off to summer music camp, so we just were washing clothes, trying to find a jacket this time of year. It's not too easy.
And did she just have a birthday as well?
She did recently. So.
Yeah.
17. Whoa.
She's a young lady.
Oh, how exciting. How
She's
long was she
ahead
be gone?
Of me. 3-4 weeks.
And how many children did we end up, students, did we end up sending? Five?
Five to Harvard.
Great.
So to date, 45 students have attended that program.
What a marvelous program.
We're going to have to see how they did when they come back. Well, thank you for coming back and spending your Saturdays with us here at Nakai Evalu. I'm Noe Tanigawa. We've got a very special guest today, Robin Danner from the Council for Native Hawaiian Advancement, and they're working hard for you. You'll find out how coming up on Nakai Evalu, brought to you by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
Wake up every Saturday morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
rest of my
Nakai Evalu, Hawaii's favorite weekly FM radio magazine statewide from Hanalei to Kau. Mahalo for your company today. Kahoone Panoke, Vicky Holtakamine, Noe Tanigawa here with our very special guest, Robin Danner, President and CEO of the Council for Native Hawaiian Advancement. Thanks for coming in from Kauai.
Aloha, Robin.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's great to be here.
An exciting day here. So tell us, Robin, how did you ever get involved with all of this? Because you were living in Alaska, right?
I'm a Kauai girl. I was born and raised a small kid time in a small fishing village in Niumalu. My mother's family is from the Keokilele-Ukeke line. And then my parents were school teachers, and so they made a very early decision in their young careers to dedicate themselves to the education of Native children. And so that took us from Kauai to the Navajo and Hopi and Apache Indian reservations for a time. They were school teachers there in the Bureau of Indian Affairs system. And then were called to and asked if they would be a teaching team to go north of the Arctic Circle and open the first high school in northern Alaska, and that was in the early 70s. So
where was that?
It's a very small Inupiat Eskimo village called Barrow, and Koktovik, Alaska, as well. So, and then my mother, about 10 years ago, 11 years ago, asked me to return home to Hawaii. So I came home, got my homestead about 11 years ago, and so I've been home on Kauai ever since. Made the full circle.
And you have a sister, Jade, that's also came. It's here, right?
I have
and
a brother. I have a younger sister, Jade, a Kamehameha grad, 88, I think. And I have four older brothers, and so each one are making the trek home in keeping with our mom's wishes.
Oh, great.
So four out of six are home. Four out of six siblings.
Yeah. Two more to go. Two more to go.
And where are those other two living now?
They're still in Alaska serving Native peoples there. One brother advances Alaska Native corporate business, community enterprise, and the eldest brother works at the Housing Authority, the Tribal Housing Authority, building affordable houses. That's what he does.
And you've got a commitment to Native peoples working together on some of the similar problems they've got, so let's come back and talk about that. Robin Danner, President and CEO for the Council for Native Hawaiian Advancement, today our guest on Nakai Evalu, brought to you by Kamehameha Schools, the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
Me darling, we'll have a surf session.
Thanks for tuning in this morning to Nakai Evolu on the Visionary Radio Network. There you go, Ho'okena. Now, boy, I can just see that windy road down to the beach where you guys are. Nice. Lahaina, your song's coming up next here on Nakai Evalu, statewide Hawaiian radio every Saturday morning. We're connecting you to the music and mana'o of the Hawaiian community. And we've got Robin Danner, President and CEO of the Council for Native Hawaiian Advancement, as our guest today. They are working hard for you, and we'll tell you more about that coming right up. Now, first, we just want to mention we're sending aloha to all the Paniolo and their families getting ready for the big Parker Ranch 4th of July roll. rodeo today at the ranch. Ono food, keiki activities, and traditional rodeo events, 9 until noon. Keiki under 10 free. That's at Parker Ranch in Waimea, Hawaii Island. Ooh, it's going to start pretty soon. Again, aloha to all of you from Nakai Evalu.
He mo'olelo ko na ka naka apau. Na ke kahi mo'olelo e a oaku. Na ke kahi e ho ulumai. Na nā mo'olelo e ho ike I ke kūlana ka Hawaii. Today we share stories that deliver the latest in Native Hawaiian news, features, and events. Kawai Ola, the Living Water. For your free subscription, visit oha.org/kwo or call 594-1835.
Velina Mai, gather the Ohana for a night of fun, family entertainment featuring the highly anticipated animated TV program Lau Nehe Nehe, produced by Kamehameha Publishing.
Join us as we bring to life some of Hawaii's most popular children's titles. Presented in Olelo Hawaii and English, Lau Nehe Nehe shares some of our favorite stories about a naughty elepayo, a stingy fisherman, a generous couple whose greatest wish comes true, and much, much more.
Relax as the rustling leaves of Lau Nehe Nehe carry you and your keiki to a place where imagination, culture, and history come to life through the mo'olelo of our kupuna. This summer, enjoy Lau Nehe Nehe on OEVE TV Oceanic Time Warner Cable Digital Channel 326, your on-demand source for Hawaiian news, entertainment, and educational programming. Visit www.oeve.tv for complete program listings and information.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and LinkUp programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs, featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and LinkUp programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
Bank of Hawaii presents the Smart Money Minute, helpful tips about managing your personal finances.
Hi, this is Marilee Hendrickson-Flores, and I'm a mortgage loan officer at Bank of Hawaii. Everyone wants to save money on their mortgage. Fortunately, there are many special programs and discounts that can help. For first-time homebuyers, there are loan programs that require little or no down payment through the Federal Housing Administration and Veterans Administration. There are also state and county housing finance programs which can assist you with the down payment, give you tax breaks, and more. You should consult a tax advisor for more information regarding the deductibility of interest and charges. Ask a lender about other incentives for first-time homebuyers, which can help you get into a home.
This has been a Bank of Hawaii Smart Money Minute. To attend a free Bank of Hawaii Smart Money Seminar near you, visit boh.com/seminars. Bank of Hawaii, member FDIC.
From Kauai to Hawaii Island, Nakai Evalu, sponsored by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
I guess we're always living on borrowed time. Yes, I will be here to hold your hand. Just close your eyes and see. I understand. Above us all, and I'll be here.
right. Saturday morning, so it's gotta be Nakai Evalu. Vicky Holtakamine Noe Tanigawa and Kaho'one Panoke here with our very special guest, Robin Danner, President and CEO of the Council for Native Hawaiian Advancement.
So, Robin, moving your family home must have been a big thing. And then you got home here on the island of Kauai. Oh, so beautiful, that island. And then what triggered you to start the CNHA?
The Council for Native Hawaiian Advancement. Well, I'd always dedicated my career and work to indigenous peoples, no matter what I was working and whether I'm a banker by training and by trade and what I did. And I also ran one of the largest county government and a tribal housing authority in my days in Alaska. And I came home, and one of the additional commitments I made to my mother is that I would dedicate and work in the Native Hawaiian community directly, and that I would not return to banking as a commercial endeavor, as a career endeavor, but that I would spend my time in the Native Hawaiian community. And so, you know, when your parents take you and expose you really to your own culture, with my mother's my mother's brothers and sisters and all of that here on Kauai, and then expose you to other multiple Native cultures and the similarities, the similar challenges, the similar solutions, the similar values, and relationship to Aina, the relationship to Father Sky. A lot of things just made sense. And so I heeded her request, and this true story, went down to Border Books at Kukui Grove Shopping Center on Kauai, walked in there and purchased for $19.99 the NOLO series on how to start a nonprofit. So Kukui Grove, I mean, it truly was born of Kauai. And so I read, because I was a banker and I was a county housing director in public administration, and I worked for Native governments in developing their economic development and affordable housing. I was a affordable housing developer for the tribe.
So what are the goals of the Council for Native Hawaiian Advancement?
So we founded the council. One of the first and foremost goals was really to convene Native Hawaiians together, regardless of politics, regardless of passion, because we have extraordinarily talented Native Hawaiians that are working in the school or educational field. We have a whole segment in cultural endeavors and environmental. We have those that are very informed and active in the healthcare or affordable housing varieties. And so when I came home, I wanted to bring those sectors together, bring our Native Hawaiian leaders together to kuka to touch one another, and out of that to get synergy around those things that we can do together. And so the first and foremost goal back in 2000, when we put the business plan for the council together, was a Native Hawaiian convention to come together every single year, just because we're Native and just because we need to touch one another at least once a year and renew our souls and renew our energy, because the work is tough. The work is inspiring and rewarding, but it's also draining. And so sometimes we forget to take care of ourselves,
yes,
you know, by touching one another. So that was our very first goal.
The 8th Annual Native Hawaiian Convention, August 25th to 27th
It's our eighth year.
At the Hawaii Convention Center. You've been to these before, right,
yes,
Kahone?
Yeah, I went to the one last year, and it was very enlightening. Yeah, and very well organized. There was a lot of information that was given out. Sometimes I think too much information, because it was hard to get it all, you know, together. But it was great. It was a good convention.
We're talking with Robin Danner, President and CEO of the Council for Native Hawaiian Advancement, and they've got programs underway that could help you out. So we'll be finding out more about that coming up on Nakai Evalu.
Oh,
Reaching across the channels, you're listening to Nākai e Valu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Often in the darkness, sometimes in the light, visions of your golden eyes sparkle in my sight. Haunted by those graceful years, we were young and life was sharp and clear. Can you see me now? Hawaiian eyes, can you see me lost from paradise? There were so many ways to go, so many things to know, and I miss you inside, Hawaiian eyes. Shouting in the mountains, silent by the stream, our eyes held each other, locked in secret dreams. Now we're freed and drifting on, memories of you hover still and strong. Can you see me now? Hawaiian eyes, can you see me lost from paradise? There were so many ways to go, so many things to know, but I missed you inside.
Sounds like Nākai e Valu. Gotta be. Starting your weekend the Hawaiian way. Got you bored and back the truck right now? I bet. How's it look out there? Pretty juicy, I bet. It's been so good the past few weekends. How you doing, Vicky Holt Takamine?
I'm doing great. And you?
Pretty good. I'm Noe Tanigawa. Kaho'one Panoke is here. And our very special guest, Robin Danner, President and CEO of the Council for Native Hawaiian Advancement.
Yes. So, Robin, part of your mission is to support and provide opportunities for Native Hawaiians to actually meet other Indigenous peoples. And so I know that you've just returned from a great trip to Alaska.
Yes.
So, but this has not been the first one.
No, we think that we have a program called our Leadership Network Project. And for 8 years, consecutive years in a row, we try to select one or two places around the country to engage Native Hawaiian leaders, whether they're business leaders, cultural practitioners, or nonprofit community-based leaders with other Indigenous peoples, leader-to-leader relationships. And I'm really trying to speed up the lifelong relationship building in a matter of days to give people an opportunity to share and celebrate and identify things that we have in common and things that work.
Where have you gone in the past?
We've gone, there's been a group that's gone to the Zuni Indian Reservation in New Mexico, South Dakota, the Plains, the ranch lands of the Plains Indians and the Lakota in North Dakota and South Dakota. We've had a group go to Oklahoma. And, of course, 2 weeks ago, we took a group. We've done a couple of trips over the last 8 years to Alaska.
That must have been fun for everybody that went. I know Ala went on this last
Aunt
trip.
Auntie Elena Ala,
yes,
did go on the trip. This trip, we tried to focus on cultural practitioners. In prior trips, we've taken Native Hawaiian business owners to try to help make connections for them with other Native businesses and enterprises so that they can do B2B, business-to-business relationship building. But this trip, we dedicated to cultural practices. And the trip started before we really met anyone. The trip started. I wanted, and Auntie Vicky, you know Auntie Ala, she has to be grounded and connected to a place to then expound upon the people that land takes care of.
Right.
And so we dedicated the whole first day on a 6-hour journey. Took them on a 2-hour ride down to a place called Seward, which is the peninsula, gets them to the water. And in 6 hours, Auntie Lana Ala, I tell you, we saw a brown bear go right across the road, geese, 3 eagles, 12 sea lions, otter in the water. We went out on a boat, took her out into the bay. It's called Resurrection Bay, and the mountains will just swallow you up. And I wanted to set the tone, really, for, because you can't really identify a people unless you identify their place, their place on the planet.
Yes.
And so that was our first day on this trip.
I love Alaska. I love Alaska.
Beautiful. I love Alaska too.
Yeah, my sister has a place there in Alaska, and Alyeska. My aunt lives in Alyeska.
Beautiful.
And
yes,
we've been in Seward and gone salmon fishing every year, and so it's great.
It's humbling, yeah. The
beautiful.
And we even
beautiful.
Have a civic club in Alaska.
We do.
Anchorage, Alaska.
And it's the Pacific Ocean, too. That was what was also cool, is that we are connected by water. Might be thousands of miles, but the water is the same ocean that connects us.
Like Nakaevalu.
That's right, and that's us. Robin Danner, our special guest today, President and CEO of the Council for Native Hawaiian Advancement. She's been talking about the Leadership Network trips, where they link Native Americans from diverse parts of this country. And you're hearing about it on Nakai Evalu, brought to you every week by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
Moana Lu. Oh,
wake up every Saturday morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Nakai Evalu, classic and contemporary Hawaiian music and mana'o, that is, thoughts or ideas. Vicky, how would you define and use that word mana'o?
Iku'u mana'o, in my, you know, my, to my belief, it is my idea or my thinking. So it's exactly what you said, mana'o are thoughts and ideas.
I like that you closed one of your emails to all of us this past week by asking, pehea ko mana'o.
Yeah, what do you think about it?
Yeah.
Great ways to use what you're hearing today on Nakai Evalu. Coming up, more ways the Council for Native Hawaiian Advancement is working for you.
Everyone has stories to tell. Some stories teach, others inspire. And each story reveals who we are, where we come from, and where we're headed. Today, we share stories that deliver the latest in Native Hawaiian news, features, and events. Kawai Ola, the Living Water. For your free subscription, visit oha.org/kwo or call 594-1835.
Velina Mai, gather the ohana for a night of fun, family entertainment featuring the highly anticipated animated TV program Lau Nehe Nehe, produced by Kamehameha Publishing.
Join us as we bring to life some of Hawaii's most popular children's titles. Presented in Olelo Hawaii and English, Lau Nehe Nehe shares some of our favorite stories about a naughty elepayo, a stingy fisherman, a generous couple whose greatest wish comes true, and much, much more.
Relax as the rustling leaves of Lau Nehe Nehe carry you
you and your keiki to a place where imagination, culture, and history come to life through the mo'olelo of our kupuna. This summer, enjoy Lau Nehe Nehe on OEV TV Oceanic Time Warner Cable Digital Channel 326, your on-demand source for Hawaiian news, entertainment, and educational programming. Visit www.oev.tv for complete program listings and information.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
Nakai Evalu, the Hawaiian way to start your weekend. Compliments of the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
Oh, that's good. For you, Kahalu'u, thanks so much for tuning in and for stopping by our website, nakaievaluradio.com. Kaho'one Panoke here, Vicky Holt Takamine, I'm Noe Tanigawa, and our very special guest today is Robin Danner, President and CEO of the Council for Native Hawaiian Advancement.
So, Robin, one of the many programs that CNHA has, and I'm looking at today, is in conjunction with two other Native Indigenous peoples, and that's a writing contest. And am I seeing this for true, $10,000?
Yes, you are.
Oh, my God. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, one of the project areas that CNHA works in is we operate the Native Hawaiian Policy Center, and we try to advance young, next-generation leaders to working in legislative policy and administrative policy as well. And with the Obama administration coming in and with the economic recovery and, the economy being in its place, the National Congress of American Indians, which is the oldest national organization with Native governments as their members, and then the Alaska Federation of Natives, which is an organization of their Native nonprofits, Native corporations, and their Native governments, partnered up with the Council for Native Hawaiian Advancement, which our members are all Native Hawaiian organizations and businesses. So the three groups put work together, and there's a $60,000 pot that's been put together to award six awards of $10,000 each for your mana'o. Seriously, and so, sincerely, $10,000 for your mana'o. And basically, we've got an essay going on, and we would like Native peoples from around the country and in Hawaii, and I have a special interest in seeing some Kanaka Maoli get in on this essay, to share, because Native peoples have been running commerce and trade for thousands of years. Well, I think we have some ideas about this. What we have is an essay about things that we would like to say to President Obama about what our ideas might be for the economic recovery of our country, to share some of the ideas that are around indigenous concepts that would benefit the nation. I can think of renewable energies. I can think of all kinds of things that may have new words for them today, but they are indeed ancient practices. So AFN, NCAI, and CNHA are doing this essay, and it literally is $10,000 for your mana'o.
That's great.
That's a great mana'o.
That's a great mana'o, I tell you.
We will connect you to all of that information. Check out our website, nakaievaluradio.com, and we'll send you right over to find out more about that writing contest. This is Nakai Evalu, brought to you by Mobi PCS, Kamehameha Schools, and the Office of Hawaiian Affairs on the Visionary Radio Network.
saw the king was pushed to the ground. Yeah, helicopters soaring. The guards were snooping around.
Save the children.
Gotta move before they
find. Save the children.
You grab yours and I grab
Save
mine.
The children.
Gotta move them in time before the king fires.
Reaching across the channels, you're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Just reminiscing a little bit.
Make
Nakai Evalu, Hawaiian music and manao, statewide every Saturday morning from 8 till 10. Kaho'one Panoke is here, Vicky Holt Takamine. I'm Noe Tanigawa, and our very special guest today is Robin Danner.
Hailing from the island of Kauai.
That's right, president and CEO of the Council for Native Hawaiian Advancement.
So aloha to all my haumana on the island of Kauai. I know you miss me. Kumu's coming soon.
And a happy belated birthday to Nathan Kahapea Liberato.
Kalama. Liberato.
Liberato. Did you know that's his name?
I had no. Was he? Oh, I was going to say, was he named after Liberace? But that's a wrong Liberato.
Let's not
but
go
that's
there.
So Nathan. That is so Nathan Kalama.
So tell me, Robin, on the one of the things I was reading about CNHA has is this Hawaiian Way Fund. And it's kind of on the same parallel as the federal. Because they do have something in the federal government. I know at Halau in Washington, D.C., if they put in the Halau's name, they would get all these
money. It's kind of like the United Way Fund. United.
Oh,
Way.
Yes. Yeah.
That's what
yeah,
it's like. United it's like. Way. Yeah. You designate who you want to give your halau to.
Let's talk
one
about
this. One of the CNHA's members are over 100 Native Hawaiian organizations, all working in different facets of community development. And so our board of directors and our members challenged us a few years ago to what we try to do is help bring capital and resources to Native Hawaiian organizations so that they can do the work they're doing, whatever that work is, whether it's running a charter school or whether it's a kumuhula or whether it's a financial literacy nonprofit. So the Hawaiian Way Fund really came out of this essence that I really have to tell you that the inspiration were kumu. Because we felt that you can get grants, there are contracts, etc., but cultural organizations, cultural practitioners, kumu in particular, here, these are the vessels of everything that we are. They hold the knowledge of our past, our present. They have the place names. They teach the traditions, the legends, the language is all wrapped up in these very special people. And we realize that most halau, the way that they're operated, are not structured for a complicated grant. And really that the best gifts that we could give to halau are the individual donors, giving an opportunity for individual donors to make donations to a federated fund for distribution to these kinds of organizations. So the Hawaiian Way Fund was established, and it's at www.hawaiianwayfund.org. And individuals can become mini philanthropists on their very own to invest in the work, the hands, and the land of Hawaii. So those donations go 100% to cultural and community development projects that are being done all across the state.
Hang on to that idea. We've been talking with Robin Danner, President and CEO of the Council for Native Hawaiian Advancement, and we'll be back with more on Nakai Evalu, coming at you every Saturday. Compliments of Mobi PCS, Kamehameha Schools, and the Office of Hawaiian Affairs.
Na kamakani hele hulu hulu me ole kapi ina me ka ihona me na kike e ala nui o ka pako nane a ka mahina a kuale noi ka pai ua e ye kau I kapi ina pau a huli hoi mai ka ua o ka pako nane a ka mahina a kuale noi ka pai ua e ye ka ua kapi ina pau a huli hoi mai ka ua.
Step on the gas,
up every Saturday morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
I was a fool, broke every rule. Took the place of your sweet smile. My heart would break if ever
You're into your weekend the Hawaiian way with Nakai Evalu. Mahalo for your company. If you're driving around today, don't forget the new cell phone ban for drivers is law. That means hands-free only and no texting, huh? Hey, our aloha going out to the Maui Community Band because they're just one of the many entertainers tonight at the Maui Invitational Music Festival, free on the Lahaina Library lawn. It all starts at 5:30, and they've planned fireworks for the big finale. So we'll be back with more music for you coming up on Nakai e Walu.
He mo'olelo ko nā ka naka apau. Nā ke kahi mo'olelo e a o aku. Nā ke kahi e ho ulu mai. Nā nā mo o lelo e ho ike I ke kūlana ka Hawaii. Today we share stories that deliver the latest in Native Hawaiian news, features, and events. Kawai Ola, the Living Water. For your free subscription, visit oha.org/kwo or call 594-1835.
Velina Mai, gather the Ohana for a night of fun, family entertainment featuring the highly anticipated animated TV program Lau Nehe Nehe, produced by Kamehameha Publishing.
Join us as we bring to life some of Hawaii's most popular children's titles. Presented in Olelo Hawaii and English, Lau Nehe Nehe shares some of our favorite stories about a naughty elepayo, a stingy fisherman, a generous couple whose greatest wish comes true, and much, much more.
Relax as the rustling leaves of Lau Nehe Nehe carry you and your keiki to a place where imagination, culture, and history come to life through the mo'olelo of our kupuna. This summer, enjoy Lau Nehe Nehe on OEV TV Oceanic Time Warner Cable Digital Channel 326, your on-demand source for Hawaiian news, entertainment, and educational programming. Visit www.oev.tv for complete program listings and information.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
Aloha and mahalo for your company today. We're Nakai Evalu, sponsored by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
Kaulana kainoa, o hualalai eia, ke kuini o ke kai o, ka paki pika eia. O e ka urua, a o ka mouana eia, a ka lava eia a eri, a maunei eia. O o ka mo I ke awa, a o honoruru eia, Hau o lina, a malihini eia. Haina kainoa, o hualalai eia, e kuini o ke kaio, ka paki pika eia. Aina kai noa, o hualalai eia, e tuini o ke kai o, ka paki pika eia. Aina kai noa, o hualalai eia, e tuini o
Middle of summer, nice long weekend. Barbecue with the Ohana tonight? Sounds good. Well, look, this is Nakai Evalu. So happy to be starting this Saturday with you. Vicky Holt Takamine Kahoone Panoke. I'm Noe Tanigawa. And our very special guest, Robin Danner, President and CEO of the Council for Native Hawaiian Advancement.
So, Robin, it's July. You must be shifting into high gear for the convention that's coming up. It's every summer, just around this time.
We have a numbers countdown on our wall for each day. It certainly is. We are doing our 8th annual Native Hawaiian Convention. It's at the Hawaii Convention Center. This will be our 4th year, consecutive year at the convention center, and our 8th year, of course, in Honolulu.
So what do we have coming up that's, you know?
It's the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, August 25th, 26th, and 27th. And because of what's happening with the stimulus funding, with the current environment, with our economy, we are going to dedicate, which is unusual for past conventions, we're going to dedicate an entire day on grant resources and grant writing. So that'll be the second day on Wednesday. On Tuesday, we're going to open the convention with our kumu, with Auntie Lena Ala. Will do the Oli workshop, which everyone really enjoys. We're expecting hundreds of participants as we had last year. And we're also happy to welcome Congressman Abercrombie has confirmed his attendance on this first day. Also, Maynette Benham, the dean.
Oh, Dr. Yes. Benham, yep. Yes.
We thought that we should invite her to speak to the Hawaiian community and tell us what's happening up there, because there's some new things happening at Manoa with all of the...
And there's a partnership being developing with the CNHA on the policy roundtable.
We hope so. We really want to work with the students and our talent up there with the Native Hawaiian Policy Center and get that next generation rolling. And so the first day is really dedicated to our annual report to community. Congressman Abercrombie will be speaking, and then the afternoon is really dedicated to the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, one of our hardworking Hawaiian institutions working in the community. And so we're really happy to have confirmed Administrator Clyde Namu'o and, of course, Stanton Inamoto and have them talk about the strategic planning and all of their different hale. And then that evening, we have our Awards Gala, where we acknowledge and recognize all of the Hawaiian artists for that evening. So it's a fun evening the first night, and then, of course, Wednesday and Thursday.
Boy, that sounds like a terrific menu of events you've shown us. And if you'd just like to check out our website, nakaievaluradio.com, we'll send you to the complete listing. It's all coming from the Council for Native Hawaiian Advancement. We're talking with Robin Danner this morning on Nakai Evalu, brought to you every Saturday morning by Mobi PCS, Kamehameha Schools, and the Office of Hawaiian Affairs on the Visionary Radio Network.
Me hokuloi ka iu, iu iu na
Nakai Evalu, Hawaii's first statewide radio news magazine on the Visionary Radio Network.
For tuning in this morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Nakai Evalu, the Hawaiian way to start your weekend. Vicky Holtakamine takes the floor now. She's going to be giving us our Olelo Noeau.
And actually, I'm going to borrow an Olelo Noeau from Robin Danner and the Council for Native Hawaiian Advancement. It's printed on their materials that they hand out. And it says, E kuhi kuhi pono ina au iki a me na au nui o ka ike. In teaching, do it well. Because it's the little, small things, and they're as important as those large ones. So, you know, don't forget the small details, because that helps to build the whole concept and then support the larger ideas. And I think that's pretty much what, you know, CNHA and Robin has been doing with the community, taking those small little ideas, putting it, packaging it together, making bigger programs that support the Native Hawaiian organizations, just like the Hawaiian Way Fund, taking all those little organizations and supporting them in different ways.
Would you read that one more time?
Sure. E kuhi kuhi pono I na au iki, a me na au nui o ka ike.
A thought for your week. Our weekly Olelo Noeau brought to you by Mobi PCS.
Hano hano ka leipi ka ke, ke ho olale manei. He ini nui ko una ue ho opo mai, I laila ko umana o, e pili aku. Poli pume hanga Hano hano ka leipi ka ke Ke ho olale mai nei E ini nui ko una ue ho opo mai I laila ko umana o E pili aku me oe I ka poli pume Ni mai kou ala Hapui a o loko Upua e puuli a e honi mauaku I ka hanu anu hea Oni ua wike o nauna I ho o hihi a I ka mana o Moan ni mai kou
Broadcasting statewide, you're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
the times can change as fast as we can run. Sad to say we had to part when the fun has just begun. Now the night is over and I'm waiting for the day we can be together. And we can say good night and good morning from the dark to the dawn. Good night and good morning. Good night and good morning. Morning, morning. Can't believe that I'm in love and you're the only one. I can hear a song of love and our song has just begun. When the music's over and we can say good night and good morning from the dark to the dawn. Good night and good morning. Good night and good morning. Morning, morning. When the music's over
Kai Evalu, statewide, bringing you Hawaiian music and manao every Saturday morning. Mahalo for your company. Kahoone, was a great morning, wasn't it?
A fabulous morning having Robin here for CNHA, Council for Native Hawaiian Advancements, and the good work that they do. Hopefully we'll see everybody at the convention. And by the way, Robin, you know, scholarships are available this year as well?
Absolutely. You know our philosophy. Yep. Come on down. There's a room at the table. We will
and
make
really,
it happen.
We want the Native Hawaiian community to understand that there is always the possibility of getting you in. I mean, don't let money be a detractor.
Do not let registration fees be a distraction. Yep. Come on down. We will make it happen.
That is great. The Native Hawaiian Convention, August 25th to 27th at the Hawaii Convention Center here in Honolulu.
And you can find out more information from our website on
www.nakaievaluradio.com.
Thank you so much for joining us today, and we really appreciate the time that you've put in and all of these programs that have supported Native Hawaiian community statewide.
Mickey, thank you very much for having me, and Wayne and Noi. I really have enjoyed, I was nervous at first, but I very much enjoyed sitting around the kitchen table with you on Saturday morning.
Thank you.
Can I at least say hello to those on Kauai, Auntie Kuki,
absolutely,
my mom's sister, Auntie Butchie, Auntie Punani. Aloha to you and Auntie Lorraine and Auntie Winnie. Mahalo. And I'll see you folks soon.
And Auntie Angeline Losi.
All right. Just getting started. Thank you so much. Nakai Evalu, sponsored by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Mobi PCS, and Kamehameha Schools. And it's brought to you with much aloha on the Visionary Radio Network. Today's Kumu, 94.7 on Oahu. Q103, 103.7 Maui. The Surf, 95.9 and 103.9 Kauai. The Beach, 102.1 Hawaii Island. And KMKK, 102.3 Molokai. Aloha.
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 Everyone has stories to tell. Some stories teach, others inspire. And each story reveals who we are, where we come from, and where we're headed. Today, we share stories that deliver the latest in Native Hawaiian news, features, and events. Kawai'i Ola, the living water. For your free subscription, visit oha.org/kwo or call 594-1835.
Belina Mai, gather the Ohana for a night of fun, family entertainment featuring the highly anticipated animated TV program Lau Nehe Nehe, produced by Kamehameha Publishing.
Join us as we bring to life some of Hawaii's most popular children's titles. Presented in Olelo Hawaii and English, Lau Nehe Nehe shares some of our favorite stories about a naughty elepayo, a stingy fisherman, a generous couple whose greatest wish comes true, and much, much more.
Relax as the rustling leaves of Lau Nehe Nehe carry you and your keiki to a place where imagination, culture, and history come to life through the mo'olelo of our kupuna. This summer, enjoy Lau Nehe Nehe on OEV TV Oceanic Time Warner Cable Digital Channel 326, your on-demand source for Hawaiian news, entertainment, and educational programming. Visit www.oev.tv for complete program listings and information.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
Bank of Hawaii presents the Smart Money Minute, helpful tips about managing your personal finances.
Hi, this is Tina Gabar, a mortgage loan officer at Bank of Hawaii on Maui, with some tips about how much cash you'll need in order to buy a home, because you'll need more than just the down payment. First, there are closing costs. These are costs your lender is going to charge you for your loan. Generally, closing costs are about 1% of your loan amount. Second would be mortgage insurance, also called PMI. Your lender will require that you get mortgage insurance if your loan is over 80% of the purchase price. Finally, there are taxes and insurance. Your tax consultant can advise you concerning the details and the deductibility of the interest and charges. These are just general rules of thumb to keep in mind when saving to buy a home.
This has been a Bank of Hawaii Smart Money Minute. To attend a free Bank of Hawaii Smart Money seminar near you, visit boh.com/seminars. Bank of Hawaii, member FDIC.